It's 84 degrees and partly cloudy in Nashville at 4:04. Good afternoon. I'm Cynthia Abrams, and here's the latest from WPLN News. Families of immigrant children who are very sick or disabled and need state health care are again getting a reprieve from a state policy change that threatened deportation. The new court ruling is the second stopgap for those children enrolled in a state program who need ongoing and life-saving care. The state health department intended to start sharing the information with federal immigration enforcement at the start of this month. About 400 immigrant families were then asked to leave the program or risk being deported. The head of the Tennessee Justice Center calls the policy immoral and illegal. That group legally challenged the policy. The suit says reporting the information forces families to make a difficult choice: choose leaving a program caring for their ill or disabled children, or risk exposing the family to deportation. Immediately after the lawsuit was filed, the Nashville judge overseeing the case issued a temporary restraining order stopping the state from moving forward. Now, that order has been extended. Hundreds of line dancers gathered at the factory in Franklin last night to learn a few new steps from Justin Lee Williams. In the last few years, the Pulaski native has become an in-demand instructor and choreographer. He's a country music fan who grew up wearing boots and hats. But being a person of color, he still stands out.
I'm comfortable around anybody. I think it's good for them, too, to be able to see a black man teaching them country line dancing. I think it's great. I mean, especially for, the current climate, social climate that we're in right now. And I also think it's great for black people to see a black man teaching black people how to do country line dancing and any other way that you want to spend that.
Justin Lee Williams talked about his rocket ride and unintentional career in country line dancing in today's episode of This is Nashville. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.